The tiny village of Igiagig, population about 70, runs mostly on diesel. They fly the fuel for their generators over miles of tundra. That drives the cost up to about $7 per gallon. That high cost is the main driver for its plethora of alternative energy projects. It's been testing a hydroelectric project for several years. In June, the project got a new lifeline, a $2.3 million award from the U.S. Department of Energy to continue as a test site for the RivGen power system designed by the Ocean Renewable Power Company of Maine. Monty Worthington is the ORPC Director of Project Development in Alaska.
The unique thing about the RivGen device and hydrokinetic energy in general as compared to other renewables is that it's very predictable in how much power it will produce. And so you can really look to hydrokinetics as what we'd call a baseload energy resource that really, hopefully, eventually moves the diesel to more of a backup power source.
The RivGen turbine is a hydrokinetic system designed for rivers and shallow tidal waters in remote communities. ORPC first tested versions of the system in Igiagig in 2014 and 2015. The project stalled briefly during a gap in the funding. With the recent monetary support from the Department of Energy, ORPC has developed a new RivGen model. This year, they're hoping to do something they've never done before. Keep the RivGen in the water all winter.
The lake ice does go out in the spring, and that is probably the single biggest risk to the device. That and what we call frazzle ice accumulating on the device in really cold periods if the river's open. But this is an important aspect of the project. If we had to take it out for the whole winter every year, it certainly wouldn't be as economically attractive as if we can leave it in throughout the course of the year.
Environmental monitoring is another key component of this testing period. Protecting the Quijack River's prodigious sockeye salmon run is a top priority for all involved. The river's clear water allows video cameras on the device to document how it interacts with fish. In 2014 and 15, it found no negative effects on adult salmon returning to spawn. If the device is going to stay in the river all year, it also needs to be safe for young salmon traveling downstream in the spring.
Larger fish tend to just avoid the device. Sometimes smaller fish do pass through the turbine while it's operating, but we saw no negative interactions, and it's partly because the size of the fish is so small relative to the diameter of our foil that they just get pushed out of the way by the pressure waves. And we think with smolt, they are more likely to interact with the device, and we need to document both in front of them and behind the turbine their behavior and understand if they've had any sort of negative effects from interacting with the device.
As far as the timeline for this project, for the next couple of months, ORPC is doing design work on the RivGen in Maine. In late spring, it plans to test the system in Nikiski at a virtual river test site and transport the RivGen to Igiagig by the end of May. The Department of Energy-funded portion of the project concludes in the summer of 2020. If the RivGen proves successful, a single unit has the potential to offset half of the village's diesel consumption. In that case, the acting village administrator, Carl Hill, said that the village would likely seek funding to purchase two RivGen units. More than $4 million of state and federal funding have gone into developing this RivGen system. But Worthington said once the design phase is complete, the system could be a cost-effective alternative to diesel for rural communities.
There's one-time cost, for instance, when we're building the turbines now, we also have to build the molds for the turbines, which is more expensive than the turbines themselves. So the second project won't be burdened with these kind of expensive one-time costs.
Igiagig is working on several alternative energy projects involving long-term energy storage, wind power, and solar power. Some of those, like the RivGen, are pilot programs for emerging technologies. It's a long road to independence from diesel as the village works through rounds of prototypes, studies, and funding options. Hill explained that operating as a test site is a part of the village's commitment to finding sustainable energy sources.
We are really open to new technology, and we know that none of this is going to be a slam dunk. But we're willing to work with some of the companies that we work with because they are easy to work with. They do take into consideration advice that we have on weather and fish and whatnot, river conditions. It is still kind of in its infancy, but we're excited about it, and we don't mind being on the forefront of it.
If the RivGen pans out, the Quijack River, which already provides the community with necessities from drinking water to salmon, could also serve as a primary source of electricity. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lowe.